everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
In the book of 2 Chronicles, we read, "Thus says the Lord, let everyone return home, for this thing is from me." God, our Father, we pray for safe travel as we return to loved ones after an exciting but shortened week. Guide us and make our way safe, protected by your presence. Make our homecoming joyful and our time in your house enriching and meaningful. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators, Brown,
here.
Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham,
here.
Curls,
here.
Dempsey,
here.
Dixon,
here.
Emery,
here.
Holzman,
here.
Justice,
here.
Kevney,
here.
Kehoe,
here.
Kraus,
here.
Lager,
here.
Lamping,
here.
Lavota,
here.
Libla,
here.
McKenna, Munslinger,
here.
Nasheed,
here.
Nieves, Parson,
here.
Pierce,
here.
Richard,
here.
Romine,
here.
Roop,
here.
Sater,
here.
Schaff,
here.
Schaefer, Schmidt,
here.
Sifton,
here.
Sylvie,
here.
Wallingford,
here.
Walsh, Wasson.
The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, 97th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, first regular session, first day, Wednesday, January 9, 2013. The Senate was called to order at
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move that the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though have been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction, or Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I'd like to announce that a photographer from KOMU 8 News has been given permission to take flash pictures and to video the Senate chamber.
Duly noted, sir. Introduction of guests. The Senator from Cole.
Some very special guests I'd like to introduce this morning. First of all, I'd like to say that the senator from Phelps had this school last year during most of their accomplishments, and I hope the school can accomplish great things with their new senator, so I know he's paying close attention. It gives me great pleasure this morning to introduce the 2012 volleyball state champions, the boys' state track and field, and the state boy cross-country third-place finishers. They're all from Osage R3, Fatima High School in Westphalia, which is in Osage County, just about 20 miles from here. They're coached by Mark Bakkenstruck, Ed Thanen, and Krista Verhoff. The volleyball honor is the first ever state title for that sport at Fatima. The players are Bailey Bearhars, Brooke Bearhars, Joanne Minix, Angela Kaiholz, Anna Bono, Morgan Bax, Kayla Nelgis, Shelby Thanen, Chelsea Skidmore, Jordan Williams, Brianna Kempker, Ashlyn Harmon, and Kende Hune. All with Joanna, Brianna, and Angela were making the All-State team, and those three are here with us to my left and to your right, Mr. President, on the Senate floor. The Fatima boys track and field are also had a great year as coached by Mark Bridges, Nicole Kastmeyer, and Stacy Kempker, making the All-State finishes in 10 events with 9 team members named All-State athletes. Also, the outstanding Fatima boys cross-country team state third place is here with Coach Bridges. Not to be forgotten, also here is state girls track champion Lauren Allen. Last but certainly not least, Superintendent Joe Scott, Principal Chuck Woody, and Assistant Principal Athletic Director Jeff Boothold are all here with these super athletes and amazing young people. I ask that the students, coaches, administrators, and even parents, grandparents, and anyone else from Fatima that I've forgotten to mention to please stand, and that the Missouri Senate make them feel welcome today.
Let's welcome all the special guests of the Senator from Cole from Fatima. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm pleased to be joined by a group of people, one of them Scott Scobie with Missouri State University, but he's part of a group that is working toward the Certified Public Manager Program, and these are individuals, eight of them from local, county, and state agencies working for this designation. They include participants from the Missouri Department of Transportation, the Secretary of State's office, and the Department of Revenue, as well as the Missouri Department of Mental Health. Each participant is required to complete over 300 hours of coursework and applied projects, and complete a capstone project that increases revenue, saves money, and improves efficiencies toward innovative initiatives in their respective agencies. And I'm pleased to have them join us as guests of the Senate today, and also to present at a later time this resolution that the body has unanimously adopted. And I would ask that they be made welcome here in the Missouri Senate.
Let's welcome all the guests of the Senator from Green to the Missouri Senate. And please stand. Introductions of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. The Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, I have a resolution.
Send it forward.
I would ask that it be read.
Read the resolution of the Senator from St. Charles.
State Resolution Number Senate Resolution Number 16, offered by Senator Dempsey. Whereas the members of the Missouri Senate feel it is altogether right and proper to pause from time to time to observe milestones in the lives of Missouri citizens who have distinguished themselves by their exemplary service to this legislative body, and whereas the members now pause to recognize Ken Holman of Jefferson City, Missouri, who stepped from his post as head Senate doorkeeper, an elected position, at the end of 2012, after 22 years of loyal and dedicated service. And whereas, born in Kansas City, Missouri, Ken Holman is a decorated veteran of World War II, during which he served courageously in Italy from 1944 to 1946 as a proud member of the United States Army 92nd Division, 370th Infantry Regiment, Company A. And whereas a brave and valiant soldier, Ken Holman earned many military honors, including the Combat Infantry Badge, Purple Heart, Bronze Star, African European Theater Ribbon, American Theater Ribbon, Good Conduct Medal, and World War II Victory Medal. And whereas, following his honorable discharge from the United States Army, Ken Holman embarked upon a number of successful careers related to selling cars, working for the Union Pacific Railroad, and serving as manager of General Services for the Missouri Department of Revenue for 10 years. And whereas Ken Holman secured a position as Assistant Doorkeeper for the Missouri Senate in 1991 and rose to the position of Head Doorkeeper in 1998, while Bill McKenna served as the President Pro Tem of the Missouri Senate. And whereas widely respected for his community involvement, Ken Holman is an active member of the Ancient, Free, and Accepted Masons and Shriners International. And whereas Ken Holman has achieved his many successes with the love and support of an exceptional family whose members include his wife, Anne, his son, Keith Holman, his daughter, Penny Holman, and his two grandchildren. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, the members of the Missouri Senate, 97th General Assembly, join unanimously to celebrate the life and accomplishments of Ken Holman, to express our most sincere gratitude for his exemplary service to the members, staff, and guests of the Missouri Senate, and to extend our very best wishes for continued health and happiness as he embarks on the next chapter in his full, rich, and eventful life. And be it further resolved that the Secretary of the Senate be instructed to prepare a properly inscribed copy of this resolution for presentation to Ken Holman as a mark of our affection and regard.
Senator?
Mr. President, I would move for the adoption of the resolution.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution honoring a dear and treasured friend of this body. As many as of those as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Request unanimous consent for the introduction of special guests.
Proceed, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. As the body is aware, on my right, your left, a very special man is here with us today. And we are indebted to him both for his service to this country and to his service to the state. Ken is joining us today with other members of his family, his wife, Ann, his daughter, Penny Holman, Alexis Kinney, his granddaughter, who is a sophomore at MU, Shaquille Scott, a Lincoln University senior, Latrice Stringer, that's Shaquille's girlfriend, Clarence Maurice White, Ken's nephew, Donna White, Clarence's wife, Vincent Wesley, Ken's great nephew, who is a 2012 a graduate with a political science degree, and he's available for hire. And Reed Miller, a family friend and former employer. I ask this body to please, once again, thank Ken and his family for all they have given to this country, to the state of Missouri, and to the Senate.
Chair would note Ken's service to our country, as you heard in the resolution, as a member of the greatest generation of World War II. We are on the order of business of resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four bills to introduce.
Send your legislative package forward, Senator.
Thank you.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 126, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to pharmacy inventories.
Care to explain, Senator?
No, Mr. President.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 127, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to Missouri Health Net dental benefits.
Would you like to explain your bill, Senator?
Just briefly. This has to do with the dental carve-out to ensure that more Missourians have access to dental care.
Read the next bill.
Next bill.
Senate Bill 128, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to electronic benefits transfer cards.
Like to explain your bill, Senator?
Yes, Mr. President. This has to do with the EBT cards, and one of the provisions in it is to only use within the state of Missouri.
Read the next bill.
The last bill.
Senate Bill 129, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to volunteer health services.
Senator?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone, send the bill forward.
Bill.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill 130, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to fines for failing to yield the right-of-way.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 5th. Send those bills forward. Madam Secretary, read the first bill.
Senate Bill 131, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to Missouri Health Net services.
Would you like to explain the bill, Senator?
Real brief. This bill, Mr. President, provides for the implementation of Medicaid expansion under ACA, the Affordable Health Care Act. Under the provision, Mr. President, the Missouri Health Net Medicaid benefits are expanded to persons ages 19 to 65 with income at, below 133%.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, read the next bill.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 10, introduced by Senator Nasheed. Joint Resolution relating to term limits.
Would you like to explain this bill? Proceed.
Thank you. This is a very simple bill. What we're looking to do here is allow for legislators to serve 16 terms total, maybe in the House or the Senate. If you decide you want to do four in the Senate, you should do so. Four in the House and 12 in the House and four in the Senate, you should do so. With that, I close.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the
Fourth.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send the bills forward. Madam Secretary, read the first bill.
Senate Bill 132, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to state funding for pre-kindergarten programs.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
Very briefly, Mr. President.
Proceed.
I worked with the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education on both of these bills, and basically they provide that school districts that operate a pre-kindergarten education program will receive funding through the foundation formula. Studies have shown that children that participate in pre-K programs are less likely to be involved in crime later in life, make a higher wage, and they end up buying their own home. Working with DESE, in 2011 alone, 24,396 kids in K through 12 education were held back in school. It cost the state $86 million to re-educate those kids. I think early childhood education will help to solve some of that problem.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, read the next bill.
Senate Bill 133, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to state funding for pre-kindergarten programs.
Senator, would you like to explain this bill?
No further explanation.
Thank you. Introduction of bills. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like for the new members to know that the way that the senator from the 4th introduced his second bill is the way that we prefer we introduce bills here. Thank you.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, before we move on, I'd like to inquire the senator from the 5th.
Senator from the 5th, do you yield?
On the introduction of one of your bills, you said 16 terms. I assume you meant 16 years of service in either body, correct?
That's correct, General.
Great. Thank you
for
your inquiry.
I'm a little nervous around here this morning.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for your inquiry. I just didn't want to get the good old boy network going quite yet.
Thank you. Only 16 years.
Thank you.
Away.
Thank you for your inquiry.
Senate. Thank you.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions.
Resolutions. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Resolution 9 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 23rd. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Resolution is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the resolution making some slight adjustments to committee numbers based on the outcome of the last election from a proportional standpoint, and then with a few small changes to the committee makeup list. I'd be happy to answer any question. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 23rd. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 14th, for what purpose do you rise?
I'd like to inquire of the senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Mentioned a couple of changes.
Yes.
That were made, and I was looking at the second page, the Committee on Seniors, Families, and Pensions,
mm-hmm.
and then Veterans Affairs and Health. I know those are some changes that were made, and there are some reports that have been in the newspaper or other media outlets in regards to why those changes were made. Wanted to see clarification from you on why we are going back to something that I think was previously done prior to 2010 when I was not in this body. So can you give us reasoning of why we made some of those changes?
Seniors, families, and pensions. In many cases, you have pension issues are basically retirement issues, which is a focus for those people who are accruing those retirement benefits, but more times than not for the people who are receiving those benefits, which are seniors. So I thought that my feeling, belief, is that pension issues and senior issues are co-related, as are senior and families issues. And then veterans and health. Many of the veterans issues that we deal with are health and mental health issues. So it's my belief that by including a health and veterans that there was a relationship there as well as we deal with those issues.
Okay. So for GAFO, that's another change that was made, and I again wanted to know the reasoning behind that.
It's really going back to really where prior to the last 2 years there was a Ways and Means Committee and a Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight Committee, so it's going back to what it was prior to 2 years. But beyond that, I also expanded the Ways and Means Committee because yesterday in my remarks I talked about the importance of moving forward on an income tax cut.
I did see that.
And for this body's consideration, there are two sides of that equation. One is how do we choose to move forward on the income tax cut and what we believe is going to be the best policy for the state as we try to grow our economy. And then the other half of that equation, you know, running the gamut from, you know, budget neutrality to the belief that if we cut taxes, it will spur growth and investment. And that discussion needs to occur and needs to be sorted out here in the Senate. And so by adding members, my feeling is that a bill should be better off having gone through committee. So it allows for a bigger cross-section of this Senate so that when that debate occurs and that product comes to the floor, my hope is that it'll result in some of the issues being taken care of that need to be addressed and less time spent on the floor so that we can move that important legislation forward.
Senator, I do appreciate your thoughtful response on that. One of the questions that I also had that was just lingering last night, whether or not tax credit bills will be going to the Economic Development Committee.
Tax, my belief is that programs that are administered by the Department of Economic Development, many of those are tax credit programs, will go to the Economic Development Local Government Committee. Those issues which are greater tax policy considerations, DOR-directed questions, subjects of sales, property taxes, income taxes, and this income tax discussion would be better served in the Ways and Means Committee.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I just needed an edification. Thank you, Mr.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Senator, you're recognized to close. The Senator from the 23rd has moved that Senate resolution be adopted. Resolution number 9 be adopted. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Brown, or Senators Brown?
Aye.
Chappelle Nadeed?
Nadal?
Aye. Cunningham?
Aye.
Curls?
Aye.
Dempsey? Dixon?
Aye.
Emery?
Aye.
Holzman?
Aye.
Justice?
Aye.
Kevney?
Aye.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kraus?
Aye.
Lager?
Aye.
Lamping?
Aye.
Lavoda?
Aye.
Leibler?
Aye.
McKenna?
Aye.
Munslinger?
Aye.
Nasheed?
Aye.
Nieves? Parson? Pierce,
aye.
Richard,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Roop,
aye.
Sater,
aye.
Schaff,
aye.
Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Sifton,
aye.
Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
yes.
Walson.
By your vote of 33 aye and 0 no, the resolution has been adopted. Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, I have a list of committee assignments. Ask that it be sent forward and printed in the journal.
Send the assignments forward. They shall be printed in the journal. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have the committee schedule. I would like to send that forward and ask that it be printed in the journal.
Send the committee schedule forward. Madam Secretary, please print the schedule in the journal. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Second reading of Senate bills. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please have the Secretary read Senate Bill 1.
Madam Secretary, please read Senate Bill 1.
Senate Bill 1, introduced by...
No, just go to an act. An act
relating, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Small business insurance and industry.
Go ahead. Senator from the 23rd.
Senate Bill 2.
Madam Secretary, please read Senate Bill 2.
Senate Bill number 2, an act relating to the initiative and referendum process.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections. Senate Bill 3.
Senate Bill number 3, relating to the early high school graduation scholarship program.
Education. Senate Bill 4.
Senate Bill number 4, relating to prohibited acts by members of General Assembly.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 5.
Senate Bill 5, relating to taxation.
Jobs, economic development, local government. Senate Bill 6.
Senate Bill 6, relating to broadband.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment.
Senate Bill 7.
Education. Senate Bill 8.
Read Senate Bill 7.
Senate Bill 7, relating to school accreditation.
Education. Senate Bill 8.
Senate Bill 8, relating to higher education.
Education. Senate Bill 9.
Senate Bill 9, relating to University of Missouri Extension Districts.
Education. Senate Bill 10.
Senate Bill 10, relating to incentives to attract amateur sporting events to Missouri.
Jobs, economic development, local government. Senate Bill 11.
Senate Bill 11, relating to the taxation of business income.
Ways and means. Senate Bill 12.
Senate Bill 12, relating to civil liability immunity for court-appointed attorneys.
Judiciary and civil and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 13.
Senate Bill 13, relating to solid waste management.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment. Senate Bill 14.
Senate Bill 14, relating to Medicaid eligibility.
Veterans Affairs and Health. Senate Bill 15.
Senate Bill 15, relating to certain benevolent tax credits.
Jobs, economic development, and local government. Senate Bill 16.
Senate Bill 16, relating to children performing agriculture work.
Agriculture, food production, and outdoor resources. Senate Bill 17.
Senate Bill 17, relating to career and technical education.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections. Senate Bill 18.
Senate Bill 18, relating to the transparency and accountability of public schools.
Government accountability and fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 19.
Senate Bill 19, relating to tax credits for renovations for disability access.
Jobs, economic development, local government. Senate Bill 20.
Senate Bill 20, relating to certain benevolent tax credits.
Jobs, economic development, local government. Senate Bill 21.
Senate Bill 21, relating to the transfer of judicial positions by the Supreme Court.
Senate Bill 21 goes to judiciary and civil and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 22.
Senate Bill 22, relating to the alteration of judicial boundaries.
Judiciary and civil and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 23.
Senate Bill 23 relating to the Pettis County Transient Guest Tax.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, Senate Bill 24.
Senate Bill 24 relating to County Building Codes.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, Senate Bill 25.
Senate Bill 25 relating to tax incentives to attract sporting events to Missouri.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, Senate Bill 26.
Senate Bill 26 relating to taxation.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 27.
Senate Bill 27 relating to voter photo identification.
Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 28.
Senate Bill 28 relating to disqualification from unemployment benefits.
Small Business Insurance and Industry, Senate Bill 29.
Senate Bill 29 relating to labor organizations.
Small Business Insurance and Industry, Senate Bill 30.
Senate Bill 30 relating to public contracts.
Small Business Insurance and Industry, Senate Bill 31.
Senate Bill 31 relating to taxation.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 32.
Senate Bill 32 relating to taxation.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, Senate Bill 33.
Senate Bill 33 relating to accommodations for persons with mental disabilities.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 34.
Senate Bill 34 relating to a database for workers' compensation claims.
Small Business Insurance and Industry, Senate Bill 35.
Senate Bill 35 relating to designation of tax refunds to certain funds.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 36.
Senate Bill 36 relating to Jonathan's Law.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 37.
Senate Bill 37 relating to the designation of Medical Radiation Safety Awareness Day.
General Laws, Senate Bill 38.
Senate Bill 38 relating to banning lobbyist gifts.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, Senate Bill 39.
Senate Bill 39 relating to the Missouri Homestead Preservation Act.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 40.
Senate Bill 40 relating to maternity health insurance coverage.
Small Business Insurance and Industry, Senate Bill 41.
Senate Bill 41 relating to private nuisance actions.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 42.
Senate Bill 42 relating to delinquent debts for the costs of imprisonment in a county jail.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 43.
Senate Bill 43 relating to compliance with federal law regarding the weight allowance for idle reduction technology.
Transportation and Infrastructure, Senate Bill 44.
Relating to a surcharge on civil court cases.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 45.
Senate Bill 45 relating to Family Court Commissioners.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 46.
Senate Bill 46 relating to tax incentives for data storage centers.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, Senate Bill 47.
Senate Bill 47 relating to the placement of children with relatives.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 48.
Senate Bill 48 relating to the prohibition of racial considerations in adoption proceedings.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 49.
Senate Bill 49 relating to eligibility for the Special Needs Adoption Tax Credit.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 50.
Senate Bill 50 relating to alternatives to abortion agencies.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 51.
Senate Bill 51 relating to compliance with federal law regarding the equipment of operation of farm vehicles.
Transportation and Infrastructure, Senate Bill 52.
Senate Bill 52 relating to charges in criminal cases for law enforcement services.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 53.
Senate Bill 53 relating to restricting public contracts with entities that invest in the energy sector in Iran.
Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 54.
Senate Bill 54 relating to joint election of governor and lieutenant governor.
Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 55.
Senate Bill 55 relating to unsecured loans of $500 or less.
Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections. Senate Joint Resolution 1.
Senate Joint Resolution 1 relating to non-economic damage awards in civil cases.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Joint Resolution 2.
Senate Joint Resolution 2, relating to the common sense obligation to provide accountability to Spending Stabilization Act.
Ways and Means.
Senator from Newton.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of messages from the House and the President. And Mr. President, please ask the Secretary to read the message.
There are messages. Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted Senate Concurrent Resolution 1. Also, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the Speaker has appointed the following representatives to act with a like committee from the Senate pursuant to Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1. Representatives Gannon, Gatchenberger, Haar, Hafner, Lant, Redder, Roden, Tropy, Walker, Burns, Butler, McCann Beatty, McKenna, Monticello, Pace, Rizzo, Shoup, and Webb. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have the Senate Inaugural Committee. I'd like to send that forward.
Please send the Inaugural Committee list forward. Madam Secretary, read the list.
Senate Inaugural Committee. Senators Curls, Dempsey, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Lavota, McKenna, Nasheed, Nieves, Richard, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and please recognize me for announcement.
Announcements. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members in your offices or here in the chamber, the Senate will convene Monday at 10:30 a.m. and will recess shortly after that to meet in the House joint session to witness the swearing-in of the governor and other statewide elected officials. Please come to this chamber, prepared to go outside, as time will not permit you to return to your offices to retrieve such items as coats and gloves. Remember to dress warm. The weather is going to be really cold. Your offices received this morning inaugural tickets for you and your guests. These tickets will need to be presented on Monday in order to secure the appropriate seating. If you have not received your tickets, please see the Secretary of the Senate before you leave today. You have also received this week placards for parking on Monday. To prevent problems with parking, be sure to display these in the windshield of your vehicle. We will meet by escorts here in the chamber, so please do not wander away Monday after, and this will make it difficult for you to get seated outside. We will reconvene Monday at 1:15 and will require a quorum be present to proceed with the legislative day. So please come back to guarantee a quorum. For the evening events, senators and family guests who are participating in the Grand March will assemble in the Senate Lounge at 6:30 p.m. If you have not turned in your Grand March card to the Secretary of the Senate, please do so before leaving today. And I will have staff send these instructions out again so that you can remember Monday. And thank you, Mr. President.
Senate is on the order of business of announcements. The senator from the 10th District, for what purpose do you rise? Proceed.
I had to sell our minivan and responsible for their own transportation to Columbia. I am, though, if anyone knows, one that seats 10. So I will see the minority caucus at noon in Columbia.
The sale of the minivan shall not be printed in the journal. We are on the order of business of announcements. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, no further business coming before this body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned till 10:30 a.m. Monday, January 14, 2013.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, January 14th at 10:30 a.m.